How close is eternity from here? In your mind, is it a type of never-never land? The multitudes that have gone on before us thought that way too, but not now. They're dead to this world and have gone on to their rewards. James 4:14, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. The brother God anointed to pen those words has been gone for about 1900 years. We need to live our lives cognizant of the certain reality we will soon stand before God individually to give an account. Life is a vapor, here today, gone tomorrow. Prepare to meet your God. Today is the day of salvation. Choices must be made in this life. Have you chosen Jesus Christ, the Lord of life? Have you repented of your sins and surrendered your life to the authority of Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory? Today is your day of salvation. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry to the kingdom of God. Do it right now. We will wait for you here. Now, for today's subject. God said, Genesis chapter 2, 16 and 17, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. God said, Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Man said, there is no God, and certainly no inerrant Bible delivered by his hand. If there were, what kind of God would he be to allow all the evil, suffering, sickness, and death? Now the record. Does the God of the Bible exist, and did he give us his inerrant word through the hands of anointed and inspired holy men of God? Does this holy book have the answers to all of life's questions? Does the holy book have the solutions to all of life's, your life's, problems? As you should suspect, the answer is a resounding yes. God said, man said, presently host in text and streaming audio, 421 feature articles that prove the perfect veracity of the Word of God. Every Thursday Eve, God willing, it grows by one. Thank you for coming. It is one of carnaldom's common arguments. If a good God does exist, why does he allow all the world's suffering? The answer is childlike simplistic. After the six 24-hour days of creation, Genesis 1:31 records the following, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. God made the very good earth for man, and gave him dominion. Genesis 1:26 reads, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Our great-grandparents, Adam and Eve, were immortal and dwelt in the garden of God, the Garden of Eden. Adam was the emperor of the earth, and Eve was the empress. As an aside, ancient non-biblical civilizations tell of God or gods and the beginning. Atheism prior to Noah would have been unthinkable. Noah's father, Lamech, would have been in his 40s when Adam, the first man, died. The vast majority of the world believes in God or a god. This common root is a product of common knowledge. We have lifted the following excerpts from Dr. Ava Ford's article, Life in the Letters, Uncovering Creation Truth in Ancient Cultures, published in the November 2008 Acts and Facts. The Chinese were known for meticulous record-keeping from the time of the Xi Dynasty in 2205 BC, and according to their most acclaimed set of ancient manuscripts, Xu Jing, the Book of History, many generations of Chinese emperors recited texts of praises during the annual border sacrifice as they brought their people together to worship Heavenly Sovereign Shangdi, the creator of the universe, and the one true God. Listen to this statement from their histories. Of old in the beginning there was the great chaos without form and dark. The five elements, planets, had not begun to revolve, nor the sun and the moon to shine. In the midst thereof there existed neither forms nor sound. Thou, O spiritual sovereign, camest forth in thy presidency, and first didst divide the grosser parts from the purer. Thou madest heaven, thou madest earth, thou madest man. All things with their reproducing power got their being. Sounds remarkably similar to Genesis, doesn't it? End of quote. There was a God-created beginning. Our immortal parents were not refrigerators or washing machines. They were given a godlike brain and a free will to choose to obey their creator or not. Unfortunately, they rejected their father and embraced the devil's disobedience. That day they were cut off from God, died spiritually and later physically, and were booted out of God's garden. Their deed ushered in the law of sin and death, Romans 8:2. God's hand was rejected. Adam and Eve sold their birthright to the devil, who became the little G-O-D of this world. In all instances, the world's suffering and pain can be traced back to the disobedience in the garden. Suffering is not the result of God's doing, but a result of man's choice to disobey. God's word is the instruction manual for the world. Those who reject his instructions bring upon their own heads the results of doing it wrong. It is not God who brought the suffering, but it is the fruit of the evil one who loves to steal and to kill and to destroy, John 10:10. Let's review just 10 God saids that man has chosen to disobey and preview the results. Number 1, Genesis 49, God said breastfeeding and also in sundry other places and by biological design itself. Man said, it's not necessary. Our baby formula is at least as good, if not superior. Now the record. 4 out of every 1,000 infants die because they are not breastfed. Breastfed children have IQs 6 to 10 points higher than non-breastfed infants. Breastfed children have lower blood pressure and are 50% less likely to get ear infections. Mother's milk has 400 nutrients the laboratory just can't duplicate. Number 2, God said in Leviticus chapter 11 not to eat pork, swine's flesh, and other unclean creatures. Man said, it's great. It's the other white meat. Now the record. 80% of all U.S. pork is imported from Canada. Testing showed that 1 out of 4 pigs were infected with Staphylococcus. This was once only thought to occur in hospitals, but now it has entered the food chain. Pork consumption is associated with coronary heart disease, cancer, trichinosis, and a host of other issues. Number 3, God said in Exodus chapter 4, male circumcision. It is reported in the Word of God 33 times. Man said it has no real physical benefit. It is simply an old religious construct. Now the record. Male circumcision lowers the female to male HIV transmission rate by 50 to 60%. Male circumcision could avert between 1.1 million and 3.8 million HIV infections over the next 10 years in sub-Saharan Africa alone. Number 4. God said throughout the book of Leviticus to separate those who were contaminated with any uncleanness or with any running issue, such as the common cold, to a place outside the camp away from the general population, quarantine. Man has disregarded this commandment thoroughly. Now the record. The results of such disregard show up as influenza epidemics, common colds, and other infectious diseases that rampage through the population at large. The cost in human life and overall productivity is staggering. Number 5, God said in Deuteronomy chapter 23 to bury all human waste. Man said, just flush it. Now the record. 50% to 90% of all drugs, legal and illegal, consumed by the population are flushed down the commode. The feminization of fish and frog populations is directly hooked to this discharge. Multiple human disorders are attributed to contaminated water sources and, yes, deaths. Number 6. God said in Genesis chapter 18, Deuteronomy chapter 32, Isaiah chapter 7, and many other places that butter is very good for you. Man said butter is not good for you and should be replaced at least until recently with margarine-type products. Now the record. The headline read, How Margarine Craze Brought America to the Brink of Nutritional Armageddon. A doctor from Harvard said that conservatively 30,000 U.S. deaths, annually are the result of consuming partially hydrogenated vegetable oil, which includes margarine. Number 7. God said in Proverbs chapter 20 and Proverbs 23 and Habakkuk 2 that alcohol should not be consumed and that it is a destroyer. Man said alcoholic beverages are good and should be consumed in moderation. Now the record. 7.4% of the American population abuses alcohol. That's 7.4%. A woman with a partner on alcohol is 360% more likely to be physically assaulted. The annual cost of the damage to America is $175.9 billion a year. Numbers from 1998 showed 15,935 traffic deaths hooked to the abuse of alcohol. Number 8. God said in Leviticus 20, Romans 1, and many other places that homosexuality is an abomination. Man said it is a good, acceptable lifestyle, and we must teach global tolerance and embrace it. Now the record. It is estimated that homosexual youths are 2,300% more likely to contract sexually transmitted diseases. 50% of all gay men are HIV positive. The average lifespan of the homosexual male is 8 to 20 years shorter than the normal heterosexual community. Number 9. God endorses olive oil multitudes of times in the Bible. Man said trans fats are just as good. Now the record. Trans fats, as mentioned above, are known killers. Olive oil, on the other hand, is a tree of life. Olive oil improves good cholesterol levels and lowers bad LDL. Olive oil is the foundation of the famed life-enhancing Mediterranean diet. It is also known to fight obesity. Olive oil reduces blood pressure and protects against breast cancer. It truly is a fountain of God's goodness. Number 10. God said in Hebrews chapter 10 to go to church very frequently. Man said, "Who needs church? I can worship God in the woods." Now the record. Major surveys reveal that those who attend church more than once a week live 11% longer or an average of 8 years. They are sick less frequently, and when they are, they recover more quickly than the unchurched. When God's commandments are obeyed, the result is life and life more abundantly. But when they are disobeyed, the result is death. Carnal man will choose death. He will choose disobedience. God said, Genesis chapter 2, 16 and 17, "And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die." God said, Galatians 6, 7, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." Man said, "There is no God, and certainly no inerrant Bible delivered by his hand. If there were, what kind of God would he be to allow all the evil, suffering, sickness, and death?" Now you have the record.